Menards' 11% rebate is here. From lighting to lumber, from doors to floors, the bigger the project, the bigger the rebate. From painting projects to that new kitchen makeover and designing that outdoor space of your dreams, save big on any project you're tackling. Hurry into Menards for an 11% rebate on everything. Mail-in rebate is a merchandise credit check, not a point-of-sale discount. Redeemable on future in-store purchases only. Not on future purchases on Menards.com. See store for details. Save big.
Okay, you might be asking yourself, Dan, why are you so infatuated with the Fed? Well, if you tried to buy a house recently, the price is out the roof and the mortgage rates have doubled so far this year. So that's why I'm infatuated with the Fed, because the Federal Reserve keeps raising rates. Why? Inflation's running out of control. So let's get to today's headlines. We see the Fed's preferred gauge of inflation accelerated in August. Okay, so let's figure out some things. What I really want to figure out is where the Fed is going to take rates over the next two meetings by the end of 2022. So we're going to dive into this article. We're going to dive into a couple other ones so I can give you my conclusion on where I think the Fed's going to go with rates. Okay, and then after that, we're going to dive into where rates are actually today. So let's dive into this. It's going to be a little detailed today, guys. So we have here basically the inflation numbers that just came out today for the Fed were accelerated higher than was expected. So let's go through those numbers. We have right here that the number came in at 4.9%. So you can see a year-over-year basis core inflation PCE, the core PCE number, increased 4.9%. All right, why are we concerned with the PCE number? Well, it's right here on your screen. The Fed generally favors core PCE as the broadest indicator of where prices are heading as it adjusts for consumer behavior. All right, so the Federal Reserve Chairman talks a lot of times about bringing the federal funds rate, the interest rate that they control, up to neutral. Well, what is neutral? The neutral point might be right here. The Federal Reserve right now focuses in on the PCE, this inflation number where we just discussed. It's currently at 4.9%. Okay, so if the Federal Reserve wants to raise rates to 4.9%, what do they have to do? Well, how many meetings do they have left? They have two more meetings. They have a meeting in November and a meeting in December. Okay, so where is the rate right now? Well, the rate that they control is 3.25. It's got to get to 4.9. So we have 1.6% more for the Federal Reserve to raise rates. Well, maybe not necessarily. Let me go through it this way. Between these meetings, there's going to be new reports come out. So I'm expecting the core PCE to actually continue to drop throughout 2023. But let's say, for example, in November, there's no readjustment to the PCE. Well, they might raise rates another 0.75%. Okay. And then that could happen again in December, but I don't think so, because the reason being is I think the PCE number is going to start coming down throughout the next few months. So will they be raising rates? Yes. And how I can validate that is right here. Fed Vice Chair Bernard warns against retreating the inflation fight prematurely. Okay, so she's saying we don't have plans on taking our foot off the gas pedal of increasing rates, because we got to crush inflation. By doing so, what they're going to do is they're going to crush housing and they're going to crush the jobs market. So now what we're seeing is there's going to be 4 million really ticked off people today once they find out that they were excluded from the student loan forgiveness. So if you have a student loan out there and you want to find out if you qualify for the forgiveness program, please do your due diligence on it, because 4 million people found out today that they're not eligible for this program. So that's a pretty crappy scenario for them. So now, other than that, what's going on with mortgage rates? Well, let's get over to my tea leaves. My tea leaves are the mortgage-backed securities market. Why do we really pay attention to this? Well, if you watch my channel on a daily basis, you know, but if you're a newbie, we watch this. This is the mortgage-backed security bond. It's the bond for mortgages that trades on Wall Street. Its yield is the biggest piece of your mortgage rate. So the yield on this bond actually moves over to your mortgage rate, and that's the biggest chunk of that. Okay, so what we're seeing today is, don't fret, this is what's happening to the price of the bond. So when the price of the bond goes up, it actually drives down yields, or drives down interest rates. So in this case, because it's a mortgage bond, it's gonna drive down mortgage rates. We're probably gonna see about a 0.1 reduction in rates today based on this, but the market's still way early to figure out what's gonna happen for today. So let's figure out where mortgage rates ended yesterday. I expected they were going up about an eighth. Well, they did in some areas, and they did more than that in a couple other areas. So these are the top six products that people use when they're buying their first property. property. And this is rates actually published by Mortgage News Daily. These are not my rates. These are not any single lender's rates. These are Mortgage News Daily. They do a survey of mortgage lenders all over the country, and these are the averages. So how can you really find out what rate you would qualify for? Well, it's pretty simple. All you need to do is go to therateupdate.com. Here's me. This is me and my team. We would love to help you. If you're anywhere out in the country, we are federally chartered. We're a mortgage advisor where we can help you anywhere in the country as well as Puerto Rico. So if you're out there looking for a reverse mortgage, maybe you're looking to get pre-qualified. Maybe you're building a property that's going to take 6 months or more, and you're really interested in locking in that rate today. Well, call us, because we have a lock and shop program for those out there that are looking to buy right now an existing home. And what it'll do is it'll lock in your rate for 3 months while you're looking. If you're building a property, please call us. We have rate locks from 6 months out to one full year to protect yourself from rising interest rates if you're building. So my name is Dan Friel. I do this on a daily basis. I hope you enjoy my videos. If you do, also check us out on podcasts. Just check out or search Dan Friel or The Mortgage Update with Dan Friel, and you'll find me truly. So God bless, guys. Thanks for watching. Have a fantastic weekend. I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.